Thank you for being here. Good evening, good afternoon, what time zone you are in. It is here 5 minutes till 6 in the p.m. on the west coast of the United States. It is today May the 22nd. It's a Monday. And I welcome you to this call. This is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call. And so far we have, next to myself, two people on board. Welcome to you guys. If you want to, please say a name and location.
It's Deb in Oregon.
Hello, Deb. Welcome to the call.
Hi. This is May in Concord. Thank you.
And hello, May in Concord. Welcome.
Thank you for the lovely wind song.
All right. I knew you were going to like it, and I expected it to be you.
I love it. The last one was a good Mother's Day song. This would be a good Father's Day song to be singing to his kids.
Yep.
He has great words.
He has many.
Well, I hope to live long enough to hear them all.
Yeah.
And I hope you will be here even longer than that to play them all.
Maybe so. All right. Thank you for being here, ladies.
Glad to be here.
All right. And those who are joining in early online through BBS Radio, thank you also for being here. I know in the next hour, so that's a little different, that's only not on the radio, that's only on the conference call phone line, a different one than we are on right now. We have the whole planet healing, and it is Jim McCarthy, from the husband from Carla Ruckert, who will join us tonight, and he might repeatedly come back. I believe he's going to read something from the Law of One. And if you want to know the phone number, go to wholeplanethealing.com or grab a pen and paper now. The phone number is 712-770-4340. And the access code is 250-513-POUND. Good evening, Mr. Free.
Now, am I the only one that's anonymous?
You are the only one. Oh, there's the other lady who loves your song. She's here as well.
Yeah, so I'm Miss Anonymous. Thank you, Mr. Anonymous, for showing up.
She just listened to The Reason Is to Love You, and she thinks it's a great song, Wynn.
Who is that?
Miss Anonymous.
Maine. Hello, Robin. Welcome to the call. Good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Well, how are you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Well, that's good.
All right, Robin. Robin, can you hear me?
I
want you to scream at me right now. Come on. Hi, Wynn. Come on. Don't do it. Come on. I want you to announce to the world, I am healed.
Okay.
Come on.
I am healed.
Robin, are you healed?
Yeah, I'm feeling a lot better, yeah.
Are you healed?
We are healed.
I'm healed.
Robin, are you healed?
Yes, I'm healed.
Damn it. Yes. I'm healthy. I'm healed.
Yeah.
All right. Some more people join in. Welcome to the call. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Susan in Virginia.
Hi, Susan. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right. Someone else, if you want to, feel free to say your name and locations. Feel free to not do so. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Hello, Don. Welcome to the call.
Thanks.
Thank you for being here. I did watch last night quite extensive YouTube clips from is Kimberly, right? But yeah. She's a hardcore healer. Good evening. Welcome to the call. If you want to, please say a name and location.
Richard in Maryland.
Hello, Richard. Good evening to you and welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Richard in Maryland.
Yes.
Where in Maryland? This is Susan in Virginia.
I'm in Frederick, Maryland, Central Maryland.
Oh, really?
Where are you in Virginia?
There.
What's that?
I just moved from Frederick.
Oh, to where?
To Fairfax, Northern Virginia.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Frederick is a nice city, the old part. I mean, anyway.
That's done,
hi,
right?
This is Prudy.
Hi, Prudy. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Hi, everyone.
I thank you.
Hi, Prudy.
All right.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Oh, my favorite Terry. Good evening, Terry. Welcome to the call.
Hi. Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Welcome, Terry. Are you enjoying your new healthy body?
Yep.
Good. Are you walking around and stretching and eating the proper food?
Well, yeah, and we ordered a trampoline.
How big? How big?
Terry, do you want to give Vin permission to make some YouTube clips of that?
Oh, people would pay to see that.
I assume it's one of those mini trampolines rebounders.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got one of those.
Mm. And somebody else joined in. Good evening to you. Welcome. If you want to, please say a name or location.
Yes, it's Terry from Dallas.
Hello, Terry from Dallas.
Hi.
Good to hear your voice. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And more people have joined in. Welcome to you. If you want to, please say a name or location.
This is Roger from Austin.
Welcome to the call, other Texan guy. Welcome.
Thank you.
All right. I was glad to hear you're so young, Roger. And somebody else joined in. Welcome. If you want to, please say a name or location. Happy greetings.
Yes, positive greetings.
Positive greetings. Welcome, Raiden.
Thank you.
Thank
glad
you for being
here.
Here.
Thank you.
Well, I thank you for thanking me.
How come nobody's thanking me?
Thank you, Wendy.
I see Terry's here.
I'm here.
I don't want to take you for granted.
That's okay. I actually like being taken for granted.
Can I welcome the next call, or please say a name and location.
Hi, it's Jeannie in Citrus Heights, California.
Hi, Jeannie, welcome.
Thank you, hi.
All right, thank you for being here. I'm going to mute the ding.
This call
all right, we are live.
Recorded.
May 22nd, 2017, when Terry and Heise and everybody, and here we are again. Thank you for being here. First thing I want to do, so I'm going to do a replay tonight. Kimberly's not available tonight, but she begged me to make an announcement. And the announcement was, tell your people to stop calling me. And hang on a second.
All callers are unmuted.
And emailing me. They think I can heal them over the emails. And you know what? This woman does 4 sessions a day, usually. And then she is beat. And she doesn't really have an administrator to handle some of the stuff. And she says, if you want to make an appointment, all right, go on thehealingtrilogy.com. You can make an appointment there, and you can pay her. And as far as I know, she's totally ethical and honest. If you pay her, she'll be there on your appointment. And she said, tell your people to do that, because it automatically schedules you. You can see the openings, et cetera, et cetera. And I told her, listen, I got a lot of weird people on the line. Some of them don't have computers. Some of them don't know how to use computers. And some of them are off the grid. They don't have electricity. So what are we going to do? So I told her that, listen, if somebody's in that situation and they want to make an appointment with her, then we're going to charge you $20 for this service. I don't want to do it, really. I don't want to do it. But we'll make the appointment. Terry will make the appointment, okay? And you'll have to pay Terry, and then she'll pay Kimberly, and we'll confirm that the appointment is set. And if you're so off the grid that you don't have a credit card, then send the money, and we'll do it. I'm going to tell you that the woman is going to get booked up months in advance. I don't see how that's not going to be the case. Right now, she's booked up for a month and a half in advance. But if she's on my call next week, and I make an announcement, a lot of people listen, she's going to get a lot of bookings right there, you know. She's going on radio shows. Luckily, she likes me. I got her ear, and I like her. So we're working to get kind of our connection is evolving. But most of these things never work out, but it's still evolving, so maybe it'll work out long term, because she's bit by bit learning a little bit about my work. Okay. Now, who's making all that background?
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Okay. So she's not available tonight, but I'll just announce once more, it's thehealingtrilogy.com. Thehealingtrilogy.com is their website. And and wait a second. What is Robin's number? Hi, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Do you know Robin's number?
Yes, I think I know her. Hold on.
Yeah, wait a second.
All callers are unmuted.
Robin, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I see your number now. Okay, now I can mute everybody.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Okay, Robin, are you there?
I'm here.
I want you to announce to the world that you are healed. Not enough. Wait a second. I'm going to unmute everybody in a second.
All callers are unmuted.
Okay, Robin. I'd like you to do it again, and I'm going to have everybody comment about whether they believe you or not. All right?
Okay,
so go ahead.
I am healed.
What do you think, guys?
Not strong enough.
Not strong enough. Come on, Robin.
Little weak.
Second chance, Robin.
I am healed.
A little better.
A little better. Now, you know, she makes people do this when they're on the table with her, because, you know, the way she explains it, and I'm sure this is accurate, is they can heal something in the fifth dimension. They can manipulate things, but it has to matriculate down into the third dimension. And so her putting her hands on the person helps bring the energy down. And then she makes the person say things like, I am healed. And if they can't get enough conviction, she throws them off the table or say, I'm going to throw you off. She's tough. She says, I'm going to throw you off the table if you don't get the conviction. Did she do that with you, Robin? Come on.
Well, she does it with everyone, I guess.
She does it with everyone, right?
You know, if you look online on her website, she has a bunch of videos, but she is hardcore. Watch it for yourself.
Yeah. I mean, she forces people. And you know what? It's, even with Terry, it's like, oh, in most, if not all cases, diseases matriculate down from other dimensions, okay? There's things that we have allowed into our space, attitudes, whatever, that allow other things to come in. Terry, you want to comment on that? Hello, Terry. Here she is. Well, you're not muted, Terry. Are you there?
Yeah, I was muted, so I muted myself. Yeah, it's like you have to have conviction. It's like she's got conviction, and she tells you when the sickness is leaving. I noticed that when the pain went away, she said, it's leaving, which was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. And did she make Terry?
Yeah.
I want you to put Robin to shame right now, okay? I want you to tell the world, I am healed.
I am healed.
Much
am
better.
Healed.
What did you guys think? Is everyone unmuted? Hi.
Could be stronger.
He is healed.
I think they belong to the same sisterhood here of shyness.
Robin and Terry?
Yes.
Terry, try it again. Forget everyone's listening. It's just you and God. I am healed.
I am healed.
All right.
Oh,
Robin, go ahead.
I am healed.
No, man, come on. You heard the Terry is as shy as you, and you heard her gusto, right?
I was good.
Just pretend.
Just scream. Scream. I am healed.
I am healed.
All right. You're getting it. Okay. Now, it seems silly, doesn't it? How about all of you? Everyone's got, all of you have something wrong with you. So let's all do it together. One, two, three.
I am healed.
Guys, what do you think? Guys, did you disappear?
He couldn't take it anymore.
He couldn't take it. We're finally too silly for Hayes. Okay? No, he said he was going to leave at quarter after, so he probably left. So, all right. Well, I think that's a good exercise. Everyone that gets a session with Kimberly, and the rest of you as well, even if you don't get a session, but we'll spotlight people. We'll put them on the spot, because she made that very important when she was working on people. And if somebody did not say it with conviction, her sources would say, kick them off the table. Literally.
She says she's done it, okay? So she works at getting people to say it with conviction. And that grounds the energy. See, if they do the work, in this, particularly if they do the work in 5D to remove something, then, you know what, Raiden, you had a session with Kimberly. Let's hear.
When?
Yeah.
Okay. I just unmuted myself. I had a wonderful session. I had two sessions with her actually,
mm-hmm.
and I did a weekend with her,
mm-hmm.
and I am healed. Yes, it's in a process. I'm much better,
mm-hmm.
and I feel that it, you know, it accelerated it. You know.
Mm-hmm.
There's a someone else on a different level. Well, it's kind of hard to a different cosmo, a different wording than her. You know, I've done, and that's helped also, because even when she did her second session, there was a need for more work. She said, "You should come on now." And
yeah.
if I was affluent and all these other things were lined up, I would have just easily gotten my vehicle and drove out and hung out and then I could proudly, I would assume by that, a few
mm-hmm.
more sessions, I could be screaming from the mountaintops, but I'm not right now. I'm healed because
you know what I am going to make a suggestion to her. To do a weekly call that she doesn't charge for, that all the people she's worked on can come on and do I Am Healed, you know? And because...
Well, did you get her little CD? Her CD that she sells?
No.
Oh, I got
Terry,
it.
No, we did. Terry got it.
Yeah, well, you should listen to that, because that just puts you right there in the moment. Back again.
Mm-hmm. We'll get to that. But the thing is, for people that had a session and for people that didn't, I mean, let's face it, we have 5D energy on this call. Okay, I know we do. We have higher than 5D. So, you know, we've done it already. I don't like to do rituals, but I can see how this works, and particularly for people that went through sessions with her. But for some of you, it might work just with the high energy stuff on this line to ground yourself to the energy. You know, I know there's people listening on the internet. See, one of the reasons it's cool to check in live is because you're putting your frequency into the group in a physical way, in a 3D way. Whereas when you're listening on the internet, you're putting your frequency into the group on the higher levels. But when we do an I Am Healed thing as a group, I recommend you do it too. Probably it would be good to do it after we bring in those energies where you guys can feel the energy and then have people say, I am healed. We'll experiment with that. But because, you know, anything is possible. I know myself, if I can conceive something, it's possible. And I'm learning from Kimberly, and she's learning from me, because all the sophisticated understandings we have. When I said we're talking to the Elohim, she says, oh, you're talking to God. And then she thinks all the names of God are the same, you know, whether it's Allah or Yeshua. And we know that's not true. But probably if you say anything with conviction and you believe it, you can bring the energy in. You can say Coca-Cola with conviction and bring it in. But it's hard to have conviction with Coca-Cola because it rots your teeth and it's not good for your body. But so we're on a learning curve. I'm on a learning curve. Terry, are you on a learning curve?
He is unmuting.
Yeah, I'm always on a learning curve.
Hey, Wynn. Couldn't the people have a problem getting feeling conviction? You could just pretend, couldn't you? Pretend you're in a play or something.
Yeah, pretend it. Yeah, act it. Yeah. Well, I do that. I say that on the calls very oftentimes. When we do our visualization, I tell people, you don't have to believe this. Just use your imagination and follow along and make pretend as if it's true.
Suggesting that people are having trouble getting conviction up for the I Am Healing thing.
Right. Yeah. But I think anyone that's got any kind of health issue would be willing to act like they're healed. And it gets the energies in your body, and it gets any kind of healing energy grounded. You know, we'll have a talk with the Elohim one time and ask them the fine points of this and see what we can integrate. Because it's obvious to me that Kimberly is not going to be able to handle the demand. I mean, even in my little thing where I've just mentioned her, she says, "When your people are calling me, they're emailing me, it's driving me crazy." And, you know, actually, I sense that she really likes talking to people, just like I like talking to people. But she goes right to the heart of physical issues, and it's amazing to hear the results. I mean, she was telling me, and she is amazed herself. She's not doing it. She has these guys talking to her, telling her what to do and what to say. So, you know, she's going around in the audience and she looks at people and says, points to somebody and said, you had your appendix out 7 years ago, didn't you? And the person is just floored because it's true, you know? And somebody that demonstrates that publicly, I don't know how she's going to handle it as she gets more well-known, okay? I don't know how, because I have the difficulty. When we started doing these sessions, we started a long time ago doing readings for people. And I said, I don't know how we'll handle the demand, and is that our highest purpose, you know? And it was a good purpose. I mean, and me... Maybe we'll do it again, okay? At the time, Terry couldn't handle it, okay? I mean, she could do it, but then she was... You have to have a certain detachment from people to do that, because somehow or another, you have to inspire people to fix themselves, and people think that you can fix them. They think you're magic, and they give up their power. And then you get negative sources coming in, okay? Each of you has the ability to recreate yourself. But I can say that, and you say, oh, no, I don't believe that. I've been doing this all my life. How can I change, you know? Well, I did. Terry is in the process of. I'm still imperfect. And I understand what Jesus said, you know, that he who is without sin cast the first stone. And it's like you have to get a... I don't like the word sin. I don't like it because it causes you to judge yourself. And I would use he who is without distortion. I'm sorry, Jesus, but They probably didn't have that word then. But he who is without negativity, okay? And maybe at that time, sin did not mean what it does now. But sin, when you use the word sin, it tempts people to judge themselves, okay? So it's not sin. No matter what's wrong with you, it's not sin. The key to overcoming it is not acting on it, okay? In other words, you have a feeling that comes up that you hate somebody. And that comes up. It's come up in me in my life. And you don't act on it. You don't hurt them. You know, if we believe the raw sessions of Carla Ruckert, Jesus apparently killed somebody with his anger. He didn't physically kill them, but he got so mad at them when he was a young man that they died. And that's a case where he took the distortion and manifested it as rage. And it impacted him for the rest of his life. That's according to the raw material, okay? So the thing about it is learning how to work around your distortions. And whatever way, whatever technique you can do, but one technique is just to monitor yourself, so you don't let yourself manifest those things. So it's kind of like if you're a guy and you look at women and you say, I want her, okay? It's not usually a good thing to manifest that, right? How many of you guys understand that feeling? Are we unmuted? Let me see. Mute is off. Any guys want to confess to that are on the line?
No, I absolutely agree. I've been married for 36 years, so you don't hope those things actually happen.
But sometimes you might feel it, right?
Well, yeah. Anybody who doesn't.
It's part of human nature, okay? Part of us human natures, we're all animals, okay? All of us. We have an animal side. And like animals, we have to protect our turf. We have to protect our families. Now, you know, in that case, if you're actually protecting somebody and you do something that you wouldn't normally do because you go into the survival level, I don't think that's a karmic issue, okay? I think that's okay. But in the course of our day, we make a million decisions. And every time we open our mouth, we are rearranging the universe. Every single time. So it's like monitoring what comes out of your mouth. Now, you know, this is like, you don't want to be so self-conscious that you don't talk, but you can, even if you say something that you said, geez, I wish I didn't say that, you can forgive yourself and watch it for the next time, because this starts
building energy in you. When you say things that hurt other people, you become responsible for the hurt that you create, which then becomes karma. And it's very interesting because when you start to look at things from the perspective of the law of one, and if we are all one at the highest levels, if you hurt someone, you're hurting yourself. You're creating track in the higher levels that is going to, the common terminology is to create karma. But it's not like some magical thing, karma. It is the way the universe works at the higher levels. It's the way the law of one works. Just as when you make a difference for somebody, when you really make a difference, when you do something for someone, you are lifting yourself. You are, Edgar Casey says, I raise myself on the wings of the people that I helped. Edgar Casey said that. So, you know, in the course of your day, you can do an inventory of, like, how did I do today? Okay? Did I create karma? Now, sometimes, if you're creating karma, and you've hurt somebody, and you know you've hurt somebody, and oftentimes, when you look at right and wrong, the other person might have been wrong. They may have done something to inspire what your reaction to them. But and so part of you thinks it's justified. But the better approach, and I've done this, I call somebody up and I apologize for hurting you. I felt like I hurt you. And I don't apologize for doing something wrong, because that would mean that I accepted their action.
So the bottle would not have to go over your security when people were filing out of the event.
There we go. We got rid of them. But how many of you did something yesterday that when you look at it today, you wish you hadn't done it or said it? Nobody. And nobody will cop to it. Okay? How many?
I try to correct myself if I do something like that, you know?
Is that Prudy?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, I'll raise my hand or I'll take it back. I think I heard someone else say that once before. Like, you do something physical, kind of neuro-linguistic programming, and I try to watch my thoughts, and I'll grab it back.
Yeah.
You do cancel clear, that's what you do.
Well, I did something today that I wished I didn't do. It's like, I went online and I looked up McAfee telephone number, and I called the number, and I assumed it was McAfee, and it was like another guy that said, well, you know, we can, for $300, we can fix your computer, and I'll do it online and everything like that, and he turned out to be fraudulent, and he wasn't McAfee either.
Terry came in and said, my computer's not working, everything is crashing, and this guy McAfee is going to fix it for $300, and I'll have coverage for a year, and then after that it's $50 a year, and they'll be online to fix everything.
McAfee I was talking to.
And you know, it sounded like a good idea. But and then I said, ask the guy this and ask the guy that, right?
The guy didn't want to answer.
and the guy didn't want to answer.
Simple question.
Right?
Simple question. Right. He just wouldn't go there.
And by this time, the guy was in Terry's computer. She gave over
before
they already took 20 minutes, like he was getting it for free. And he said, "Oh, you have all these things on your computer, and
virus protection and all stopped and everything. And you have all these people trying to take over your computer and."
But I don't think you got any karma from that, Terry. you were just innocent. You just had another salesman.
I believe so. And it was
you know, Terry is the worst with salespeople because she just trusts people, and then if they're good, they got it. You know. There's been a couple times that I've saved her, and a couple times that I've...
Yeah, he saved me. He saved me a bunch of times.
And, but, you know, you didn't do anything bad there. But the thing about it is the fact that you're vulnerable to a salesperson, a sales pitch, you're vulnerable to it.
I trusted that when the computer said I was phoning McAfee, that I was really phoning McAfee.
Yeah.
It wasn't. I was phoning somebody else.
It means that you could be subject to making huge mistakes that could kill you. You know, by not knowing who to believe and who not to believe. Anyone else do anything yesterday that they regretted today?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you're very courageous to come forward and share. Who is that? You can say anonymous if you want, okay?
No, I don't even remember, not really yesterday, but I've done it before. And I don't remember exactly, but I'm sure I've done it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so we can tell everyone that's Anna, right?
Yes.
Okay. With her unique voice. Thank you for sharing, Anna. And anyone else want to confess?
Oh, I've done a lot of things that I'm sorry for, but it wasn't yesterday.
Okay. Well, what's the major thing you did you're sorry for?
Oh, getting angry and yelling.
Who did you get angry and yell at? What did they do?
My ex-husband.
Like everyone gets angry at their husbands and ex-husbands, huh?
Ex-husbands, yeah. Well, no, I don't know. No, we've been friends for a long time, but I don't want to say what he. I mean, I feel like that I would be betraying his privacy or something if I.
Yeah. Okay. Don't say it. I agree.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, occasionally, there are times when anger is appropriate, okay? Anyone know when anger is appropriate?
If you're right.
not necessarily, okay? Not necessarily if you're right. Because, like I said, even when I was right, I knew I was right in a situation, and I blew my top. I still call the person up and say, "I'm sorry I upset you." Okay, I don't say I was wrong. I say I'm sorry I upset you. You notice the difference there? It's a subtle difference, but it's important. I try to do that. Okay, but the time where it's appropriate is when, and this is from my
my experience and my stuff, the time it's appropriate is when someone is invading your space and they will not back off, okay? And, I mean, it could be invading your space because they want to hurt you. Could be they're invading your space in any number of ways. And when you tell them a number of times in a polite way what they're doing, and they have to back off. Now, I'm assuming it's not somebody that's got a gun or a knife, okay, and or, you know, invading your space to do you physical harm. But anger can be an appropriate thing to back somebody off. Because anger inflicts pain in another person. And if somebody is invading your space and they won't back off, would you get out of here, Daniel? You know? Now, you don't have to take the anger to heart. And, you know, you see, I had access to that. I had access to my anger. And I learned at a certain point, a long period of my life where I did not have access to my anger. I couldn't do that. And when people would invade my space, I didn't know how to back them off. And, you know, you just want to go. You want your own space. You don't want that person in there. You say politely to them, you know, I visited with you for an hour. I got to get back to my work. And then the person keeps staying. And if you've asked them a couple of times, it's okay to use more force to make your point. And we usually listen at that point. But, okay, let's see. Could anyone do anything in the last 7 days that changed somebody's life in a positive way? Uh-oh. Terry, go ahead, John.
Yeah, I told you about Ethereum.
Right. Oh, yeah. John told me about Ethereum, and I think he's right. You know, go look it up. It's a digital currency that's going up like crazy, and it makes sense to me. You know, there's Bitcoin, which is still going up, but Ethereum is going up like crazy. And
18,000% compound annual growth rate.
Well, you know, from the time it started, it was 17 cents, and now it's a dollar. Over a dollar, $156. $166. And that was only a year and a half ago. And a lot of investors are betting on it. So you guys might look that up. Now you see, John, you just did a good deed, maybe. And as long as it doesn't go down, if it went down, everyone's going to hate you.
Buy it on Coinbase.com.
Coinbase.com. But do a search on it. Ethereum. And, you know, I read a couple of things, and a number of people were saying it's the best, one of the best investments right now. And of course, you can cash it in at any time. Isn't that right, John?
Well, yeah, but you don't want to because you want to wait till it gets to at least a couple of $1 million.
Well,
to at least within about 2 years.
No.
Well, you know, there is never anything.
Mark these words down in your calendar. It's going to at least $1 million
investment. But go look it up, read everything you can, and you know it might be worth putting $200 or $300 in it, right? And see what happens. Not more than you can risk to lose, but it seems like it makes sense with the economy the way it is. Alternative currencies may hold their value and increase in value drastically. But see, the thing is, by the time it's worth
$5,000, $5,000 may only be worth $200, okay? You don't know. But at least if you put $200 in, you'll still have the value of $200 if that happens. Whereas...
What's it backed by?
Pardon me?
What's it backed by?
It's a digital currency, and I don't know how it works, okay? So sometime John can explain this. Maybe he understands.
But yes.
It's like Bitcoin. John, don't do it
Bitcoin
right now. Okay?
Bitcoin crashed.
What?
Bitcoin crashed.
Right. So,
no, it's just called a correction. That's all it is.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, John, thank you. I don't want
to... I did something good that has nothing to do with money.
What's here?
I have a question. What is the...
Wait a second. Wait a second.
Sure.
Who was that? Was that Richard?
Richard, yeah.
Yeah. What did you understand?
Well, you know, my dad died last month, and my mom has advanced Alzheimer's. And she knows who I am, but she really doesn't know a lot day to day about, you know, for instance, what Mother's Day is anymore. But I got her flowers for Mother's Day, even though I could have not done that. It would have mattered one bit. And, but I wanted to do that for her, and I did, and I went to her condo where she has caretakers taking care of her, and to be sure the flowers were there, and to wish her a happy Mother's Day in person. And she, now, did it change her life? I don't know, but in the moment, it made her really happy. And I happen to have been born, my birthday coincided with Mother's Day, the day I was born. It doesn't every year, obviously, but I said Happy Mother's Day, and she said, "Now, what is Mother's Day?" And I explained it's a special day, you know, where we celebrate our mothers. And then I said, "Do you remember what happened 61 years ago today?" And she said, "I gave birth to you." Out of her Alzheimer's fog, it kicked in, and she remembered that. So it's just one of those, oh, wow. You know, it was very much in the moment, made her feel really good, made me feel really good, and it's something I could have just blown off completely and not done.
That's great.
That was your reward.
I'll give you an example of something I did. It's like I'm bringing Kimberly to everybody's attention, and I don't get anything out of that. I'm not making any money from that. I'm promoting her. I could be promoting ozone machines or roller wands, but I thought right at this moment, I think she's going to make a difference for some people in our group. And it's the strongest thing to tell people about. And I'm even going to have her on our show. And, you know, at another time in my life, I would be thinking stuff like, well, you know, no one's going to pay any attention to me anymore. So what? We're talking to the Elohim. She's like doing laying of hands and creating these miraculous healings. She's going to overshadow me. I would think that way, but I don't think that way. I just, but that thought might cross my mind. It might cross my mind. And in fact, it did. It did. And then I have to just, I do like to make sure that she likes me on a personal level or gives me some acknowledgement, okay? Because there's a lot of people that do good things that I'm not here just to give everyone exposure who does good things. But we had a personal experience with her, and Terry did. So I brought her into the awareness of everybody. And I'll bet you somewhere down the line, something really good happens for us because I did that. But I'm not relying on that, but I know it works. I've seen it work that way in the past. That something, some random act of kindness comes back, but way later when you forgot about it, okay? And suddenly it's connected. So anyone else have a random act of kindness that they did? Let's go beyond yesterday, something that came back to them. Who's chewing? Who is chewing?
Hey, friend.
Your friend?
No. I said, when? This is a. One thing I got this question from Kimberly. I was so exhausted, and a friend of mine had been really had done some niceties for her. Some time back, called and gave me a hotel room for a couple of nights so I could.
Right.
So that was the kind of.
That was like something that came back to you, right?
Yeah, from something I did a long time ago, maybe 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So you never know.
You never know. Okay, anyone else?
I have a quick question. It's related.
Who is that? Is that Prudence?
Yes. Uh-huh. Now, Terry and Raiden, you both know Kimberly. Can you feel her energy, say, on this call when you're on the call because of the connection that Wynn and Terry have also made?
I can, because I'm a real sensitive type person, you know. But I, you know, I did two sessions and the weekend. Plus, I got the CD, which is basically I'm hearing her voice, and for some reason, I had done some other work, and on the higher levels, we're all whole. We just have to bring it down. So that's where I can resonate to her work. So I'm walking around a lot saying, I am healed, I am whole. I'm thinking it's sort of like a mantra. It's in my mind. I say it out loud. And even in times when it's like really difficult right now, because stuff's like moving around and repairing, I say it and I'm better for it the next morning. I mean, I'm glad I spent the money. I don't have any regret or anything, you know.
I mean, I can say, you know, Raiden had been listening to our calls for quite some time, but he never identified himself. Never, as I recall, he was listening in the background. Isn't that right, Raiden?
Well, yeah, and for a long time it was just on the internet before I'd even get on the phone.
Right. And then he came to Sedona and he wanted to meet us. And we went out. And I will tell you, he was a wreck. Can I share that, Raiden? Is that okay?
Well, yeah, I was in a truck wreck, and I had arsenic poisoning.
Yeah. He was barely, it looked like he was going to die. It was that bad, you know? And he couldn't, his communication was not clear. You know, he was preoccupied in his mind. And, but there was something in him that was beautiful, but he wasn't expressing it. And he had this passion in him. And, but it was not on the surface. And, you know, I had to go through in my mind, do I really want to connect with this person? They are in such a needy state. And, you know, in his case, he was needy, but it wasn't his fault. It was the circumstances of his life.
Or maybe it was his fault. Maybe it was karma that brought those circumstances on. But regardless, there was a resistance to connecting. I didn't do a replay tonight. You see, I was all set up to do a replay, and I didn't do it. It's time to end the call. So, but nonetheless, we connected with him. He moved to Sedona. He would go out for lunch all the time with Terry. And then he got really mad at me. And we didn't talk for a couple of months. And then we recovered. But I have no regret about staying in his field and being a silent support system for him, and sometimes not silent. And then we're probably stuck with being friends for the rest of our lives, okay?